now. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to yet another episode of the Brent Mukai Podcast. That's right. I'm doing it again. I decided to do another episode of of me talking to everybody's fucking faces. How are you doing? It's me, Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. Yes, it rhymes. How are you, sweet, sweet Mukuleles, all of you League of Extraordinary Brentlemen? I hope that you're well. I hope that your studies are going okay, you Brentologists out there. I hope that you're staying optimistic, you Brentimus Primes. You know what I'm saying. You get it. How are we? Militant Brailer, half the scoops. You know who you are? You already have that then? I know. That's awesome. That's amazing. Half of them know. The other half don't, and I like the exclusivity of that. What are we talking about today? Well, I got some people talking to me. Lino, real question. What are your thoughts on Batista and Terry Crews wanting to do a Gears movie? I did not know that that was a thing. I would watch a Gears of War movie, period. But if I got Batista and Terry Crews in there, I would go watch it three times. Guaranteed. 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 A Gears of War movie. For those of you who don't know, the hit Xbox game of 2000-something, early 2000s, Gears of War. Super great story. We're now on the fifth game or whatever. You know, it is what it is. It's a great famous game. I'd love to watch those two in it. I'd watch anything with Terry Crews and Batista in it, period. I'll put it that way. If you told me Terry Crews and Batista were going to go do a movie about, I don't know, NASCAR, I would watch it. I thought yesterday was Wednesday, and I was sad to... I had to wait a day for the Papa Brent show. Well, Gossamer Goddess, feel happy, because here I am. What's up, Tanya? How you doing? I wave back at you. How are we all? TwitchCon commercial just played, hoping you get a piece of the revenue. Thanks. Getting that sweet, sweet ad money. I don't think I get anything on Twitch unless it's like subscriptions or tips. I don't think I get any portion of it until I get partnered. But yeah. Backup question. Who's your dream cast for it? Probably Batista, The Rock. dude, you gotta get, what is his name? The famous wrestler. The big famous wrestler. What's up, Posai? How you doing? The big famous wrestler. Mark? I keep thinking Mark Sanchez, but that's not it. Why can I not think of names today? He's the most famous wrestler of all time. Who? Mark, it's gonna drive me crazy. Mark? No, nobody, none of these people are the person. Okay, most famous wrestler. Let's see if he comes up. We all know who I'm talking about. John Cena. Yes! Why did I think his name was Mark? Who the fuck is Mark Cena? That's a great question. Who is Mark Cena? The Rock. No, Hulk Hogan and The Rock. Of course I know their names. It's John Cena. You're having name issues today. I know. I'm so bad. I would want John Cena in that movie. I would want Dwayne Johnson in that movie. I would want Batista in that movie. Just get the whole damn NFL in that movie, and I'm there. I am there, and they're perfect. John Cena isn't the perfect guy to play Marcus Fenix, but, you know. That's why I kept thinking Mark, because I kept thinking of the name Marcus Fenix, because that's who is the main character of Gears of War. Anyways, well, here we are on a tangent. Let's bring it back in. Let's talk some real shit here, shall we? John Cena, yes, thank you. My favorite is that all the comments, it's like a slight delay, so all the comments come in after I've already said John Cena. People are in capital letters saying John Cena. But see, I just say the most famous wrestler and people know who I'm talking about. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I feel like, is not thought of as just a wrestler anymore. I think he's just one of the most famous people. I think he's just one of the most famous people. Like, if I said John Cena, you think of, oh, the wrestler, John Cena. Batista has kind of crossed that gap. And he's not the most famous actor or the most famous wrestler, but he's really good. And I think he's made that transition where people don't say, the wrestler? I think people say, oh, yeah, Batista. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a really funny guy or a really funny dude. Who would you play and give us a test role? I don't know. Probably Guy Who Dies. Immediately. Probably. Who would I play in the Gears of War movie? I'd probably play Guy that you're surprised has survived for this long. That's who I play in Gears of War. Let's get a nice Gears of War. Shall we? Let's get a nice Gears of War. Gears of War. Like image. Let's get a nice one. This one looks good. Okay. I'm just gonna... Oh, man. It's too hard. It's too hard to find just a good picture. I'm just gonna put it up behind me. Bing, bang, boom. Shming, shmang. Shmoom. And here we are. Gears of War. Ah! I can't just steal images. Put them up. Anyways... How did that guy survive that long? That's right, that's me. That's the plot hole in the movie, is that there's somebody that looks like me who also happened to survive in the world of Gears of War. Oh man, this is just beautiful. This I'm willing to just save because it's so goddamn gorgeous. Let's get it. Let's steal this picture. Let's save the image. Shall we? Let's take it to the desktop, and then let's add... Oh, shit. Wrong one. Okay. Space. I'm in space. Boom, boom, boom. Now let's add a picture of an image. Which image? Let's add the source. Let's add a source, and... Oh, no! That's not the source I wanted. Damn it. Remove that. Yes, remove that image. There's a new image in town. Add a new source instead. Yes. Add a new source. Let's browse, shall we? Let's browse. Let's get this bang. Ooh, yeah, that's beautiful. This is beautiful. Look at how beautiful that is. And then, let me just drag it beneath my face. Boom. Gears of War, people. Gears of motherfucking war. All right. I'm in the icy tundra. You might be thinking, how did I get in this situation? Well, it all started in the summer. in the summertime. Did I say summer? I meant to say wintertime. Husband says hi. Tell George I say hello. I haven't seen that motherfucker in so long, and I miss him. I miss him dearly. I miss you both dearly. Anyways, sorry, audio fans of this podcast, for having to listen to me talk about how I'm switching up the fucking wallpaper. Anyways, what else? What else shall we say? I've been thinking a lot about you know, this icy tundra. Really makes a man feel alone. Really makes a man consider life. Really makes a man think long and hard about what's happening in his life. And you know, one of the things that's happening in my life right now, girlfriend's about to be moving. We're a couple weeks away. My current girlfriend will be moving to Los Angeles. And you know, what do I say? What am I feeling? Let's explore, shall we? Let's explore what's going on in my brain. I am sad. First of all, like, that's just the core feeling. That's the core feeling. I gotta be honest. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling sad that she's about to move. That sucks. But also, what I got to say is I feel very happy for her that she's moving there. Second thing that's happening, I mean, getting sleepy from the wacky tabacky. See ya, dweeb. See ya, Marble Tulip Scooby Tree. Thanks for stopping by. On a Wednesday night, no less. Appreciate it. So she's moving. You know, there's a lot in my brain going on. And I'm wondering stuff like, you know, what's going to happen? how's it all going to work? When, you know, can I, you know, do a long distance relationship? I believe the answer is yes. But I've, you know, I haven't, I'm very open about this. I haven't been really in many relationships. And so the idea of, the idea of a long distance one, little intimidating, but, you know, I feel like I can take it one step at a time, and I'm a reasonable guy, and I feel like, you know, I feel like it's going to be fine. I feel like a long distance relationship, that's not the hardest thing, right? There are things that are much harder, like, I don't know, somebody abruptly getting hit by a bus. Like, that's way harder to deal with than this. So that's how I also rationalize. I don't know. I just, I'm always trying to put things in perspective for myself as well. George, we did it. You can too. Hey, thanks, George. Thanks, Posai. I appreciate you both saying that. It will open up things for you too, because you have another reason to want to follow your dreams and go that way too. Exactly. Exactly. I talked with the owner of the studio last night, like getting hit by a bus. That's funny. It's a good tag, Unusual Egg. Good tag. So I am, you know, it's just all the common bullshit things in my brain. And when I say bullshit things, I mean, like, it's my monkey brain. That's it. It's my lizard monkey brain, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's just like worry, because we're predetermined to worry about shit. So my brain is like, oh my God, she finds another guy, falls in love. What if she gets sick and tired of me? What if I don't hold up my end of the bargain well and I don't message her a lot? You know, like all of this, just this bullshit stuff that it's like I can't control. I don't know what's going to happen, and I got to take it day by day anyway. So I keep on, you know, I keep on telling myself this and reminding myself to be of a healthy mindset while I'm going through this. That's it. That's where I'm at right now. I'm trying my best to just be accepting, you know, of what's going on in life. And I am accepting. And that does not make it any fucking easier. It does not. It's not like the fact that I understand all of this, and I understand that my brain is just worrying over nothing. Like, that doesn't make shit any easier, because my brain still goes there. But, I don't know, things are really good. We got to hang out a few days ago. Like, now she's getting more ready, and a lot of stuff is kind of going on with her moving there. So it's like, I get it. I'm trying to back off. I'm sure I'll get to see her a little bit before she actually makes the official move over there. But she just texted me today. She just texted me like an hour ago and was like, I got my apartment. Everything's squared away. I mean, obviously, she still has to actually physically move there. But it's just, it's, you know, I suspect I'll look back at this one day, and I'll be like, wow, what a fucking idiot I was. What was I even talking about? What was I even worrying about, that dummy? Right? I'm sure I'll be thinking that. And I'm sure when I'm watching that, I will be thinking that, and then I'll call myself out on that in the future, and then I'll be like, damn, Brent, way to call yourself out in the future. That's so funny how you can do that. But I don't know. It's just at the top of my mind, you know? It's just way at the top of my mind. Lino, you do something most can't. You make her laugh. My love is in Vegas while I'm in Arizona. Nightly phone calls and love is all that's needed, my guy. Thanks, Lino. I believe that too. I did not know yet that you had moved to Arizona also, but yeah. DTTP Pod. What up, Pod Network? How you doing, homie? Thanks for stopping by. If something happens, you will manage because you are strong and capable of handling things, but trust that things will work out for the best. I do. I do trust that. It's just like so much, you know, like in my brain. That's it. That's all. It's just a lot of noise in my brain. And I know that most of that noise is just bullshit insecurity. I know that for a fact. I know that. And I own that. Like, I own that, you know, part of just any relationship, part of me doing this and saying I'm going to go date, that this is a part of it too. So in a part of it, so in partial form, I was ready for this, you know? I don't know. Lots of cool stuff been going on. Been at the studio a lot lately. Like last week, I was at the studio 6 out of 7 days. Which, actually, if you really want to count it, 7 out of 8 days, I was at the studio. Was back at the studio last night. I love it. And last night, the owner of the studio came up to me and was like, "Hey, so, how's your girl?" And I'm like, "She's good." And she's like, "Hey, so, you're not..." She was like, "So, are you moving to L.A.?" She was just like, "Are you..." Like, she said it in the nicest possible way, but there was, like, genuine worry. I feel like there was, like, I could feel, like, a little bit of worry that she thought I was about to just, like, up and leave, that I was about to move, because she was like, "How's your girl?" And I was like, she was like, "Oh, is your girl back yet?" And I was like, she's actually getting set, she's about to be moving soon, and then that spurred it on, and, if I'm being honest, that was very, that, like, felt very nice. It was a very, very nice feeling, because it felt like, It feels cool to be wanted. You know, does that make sense? It felt nice to be like, "Oh man, I really hope you don't move." and I'm not planning to, like, you know, anytime relatively soon, like move, like relocate. I'm only there, move. There's just a part of me that feels like, there's two parts of me, and they're consistently fighting. And one part of me is like, move to LA. There's so much good stuff out there. And the other part of me is like, there's so many good opportunities here in Vegas too, with the studio, and it's a cheap place where I can build my business before I move out there and tangle with the big dogs. Because here's the thing, like, I could move out to LA, and if I did move out to LA, I'd probably need to take on a job I don't think that I am hitting the level of volume that I would need to really practically move out there. And that's the thing. Like, so I think for now, like, I want to build the business and be at a point where I don't feel like I'm going to be completely struggling every single month. Because that will not feel good, you know. I want to move out there at a point where I've figured shit out. I feel like I'm still figuring shit out in all of the voice acting world that I do and I live in. You know, I'm full time here, Vegas. I can afford to live very moderately, and I mean, my girl straight up asked me, she was like, "Do you think you're making excuses for not moving out to LA?" And, like, I didn't even have to think about it because I've thought about this question so much. I ask myself this question. Am I making excuses? And the answer is no. I'm not making excuses for not moving out to LA. Do I think it's ever going to happen? Yes, I do believe that the time will come, that it will happen. But even then, when that time comes, I'll still probably be back and forth because a lot of good opportunities out here for me and a lot of cool shit that's going on that's here for me. So a lot of opportunities that I would otherwise miss in California. It's so close, so why the fuck wouldn't I? I can see myself even, like, you know, 5 to 10 years down the line from now still wanting to make the transit between LA and Vegas consistently. And maybe within 5 to 10 years from now, there will be a better fucking way to do that. I'm talking about, like, a train. Please make a train that goes from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, please. I would love it so much. Please do that. Anyways, I'm just making wishes. Yeah, and housing over here sucks. Everything is expensive. Exactly. It's just, I couldn't do it. There's no way that I could do it in a way that would be that would really, really work out for me right now. So would I be willing to take a job and do all that stuff? Yeah, sure. But if I can build up to all of my dreams while I'm here and then move over there when I'm really secure and I have a lot of good shit, right? Or maybe not even fully secure, but like to a point where I am, where it really makes sense and I've laid a lot of the groundwork down from here to be out there, you know? There's no rush. I don't have any rush to do this. And like this girl is amazing. Like, she is my girlfriend. But like, man, like, I gotta do me. I gotta do what's right for me. Oh, George and Gossamer God is both saying, I've been saying they need a train for years. Mass transit is not good in the U.S. We need it better. And it's because we created an industry based on cars and all this other bullshit. And then, because there's a lot of money in that. There's a lot of money in exploiting that. So then we built cities around cars rather than mass transit. And it's not doing good stuff to the environment. Anyways, I don't want to get into that. I don't want that to be the focus, right? Because I got more important shit to talk about. My feelings are hurt. So, just been working, getting back into the pong, the ping pong, baby. You know what it is. You know what this means. You guys, you get it. I'm about to be fucking slamming motherfuckers. And I joined this club out here. So I was going there and I was hitting and paying $6 a day. And now I realize that the better option for me is to just join the club. So rather than paying $6 a day to go in there, I just paid $50 for the month. And I get free, like, 15-minute lessons from a woman who trained in China with, like, one of the best teams out there who, like, they're like, an Olympic team of fucking whatever. Like, she was on the same team as this dude who took home the gold of table tennis in China. So, it's all, you know, no big deal. I'm getting pretty fucking good. I'm one lesson in, got pretty fucking good. So, I'm killing it. But yeah, after that one lesson, I did get, she did improve my forehand by quite a bit. It's pretty cool. I'm about to be dropping more weight with all this aerobics, baby. I love ping pong so much. Monday night. Oh my God, dude. Monday night, I went and played some ping pong for like 2.5 hours. And I fucking just got so tired. Like, I played it for almost the entire time. And then right as I was about to leave, somebody was like, "You want to play?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And I fucking played some more when I was sore and I was tired. I got home and I literally just had to lay in bed because I was really fucking sore. I pushed myself way too hard that day. Like, and I know a lot of you are thinking, like, table tennis? Really, really? You played too hard table tennis? If you saw the fucking way that this table tennis goes. I'm not talking about typical American table tennis where you throw up the ball and then you go poop, bloop, bloop. I'm not talking about like some bloop, bloop, oh, bloop. I'm not talking about that shit. I'm talking about some major, like, this is my paddle, bang. I'm doing some fucking motions and I'm hitting this ball. I'm talking about some Forrest Gump type shit, baby. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about like, bah, bah, bah. Like I'm running after this ball, like it is coming at me fast. You challenge me, Pod Network? I didn't know you played ping pong. I didn't know you played some. You play some mean ass ping pong? Let's do it, bro. I'm down. Always down for some fucking ping pong, dude. I love the game. It is my favorite. But just like tennis, just like a lot of sports that are like one on one, it's one of those games where it's tough to play with like I couldn't go to like a recreational place. Like I couldn't just go to like some dude's backyard and play like, you know, sandpaper on the fucking racket ping pong. Like that's not the same thing. You got to play with somebody who's really fucking good. You got to play with somebody who's about your level. So I'm like, okay. I'm okay. I'm good enough because of what I played in my, you know, 18s, 19s, early 20s when I was in college still. And we had the ping pong table and I, you know, a bunch of people were teaching me and all this shit. Like, I'm okay enough at that. But I never had formal training from somebody who was a really good trainer. I had a bunch of people who were good teach me how to kind of play, but they were always like, but I'm not really a teacher, so take this with a grain of salt. But I got pretty good at that. Now I'm looking to get like really fucking good. Do you get those crazy anime speed moments? Yes, dude. Yes. They'll hit it like at a point of where like a normal human wouldn't be able to return it, and it is below the table on the side of the table, and I am fucking taking the ball up with my paddle and fucking slicing it back into their face on the like in on their side of the table, fucking just like, yes, those moments exist to a point where they can't return it, and then sometimes they do return it, and it's like, holy shit, this ping pong match is exciting. Scooby, just what up, homie? I haven't played ping pong in so long. It's, dude, pick up a paddle, go down, find a club next to you, find a club near you, go play some shit. I'm telling you, it is fun. It is just one of my favorite ways to work out. It's just a good game, and there's different ways people play, different types of, you know, just different styles. I love it. I love every moment of it. It's fast-paced. Like, the games don't last very long. It's like first to 11 wins a game, and then whoever wins the best of 5 or best of 7 games wins. And I fucking love that. I love that format. Two people serve. Like, I'm getting my serves better. I'm working at all of it. I'm working at my health. Still doing the keto thing. So I'm working at my health. I'm working at my fucking life in general. I'm having a hard time waking up lately. And I don't know what it is. It might be because my body's sore. This happened to me too when I was doing CrossFit. My body would get really sore, and then waking up for me would be really fucking hard because I would be like, "Oh my god, I don't want to move." So maybe I just have to. It's really just a mental thing. That's it. It's really just a mental thing. What else? What else is going on in life? Just helped a friend do a sketch. Yellow Paco. If you haven't seen him on Twitch, you should check him out. He's good. On YouTube as well. He's asking me to make videos with him, which I really enjoy. And then we always laugh together. I love people that I can just go hang out with and just, like, laugh a shit ton. Just, like, joke about random bullshit. He's that dude. He's a dude. We can just joke about random bullshit together. So, yeah. Went, did a sketch with him. I'm very grateful because partially me helping him out with his sketch is him helping me out with being able to, you know, increase my own social media presence and all of that shit. So, you know, that's always cool. That's nice of him. It all works out. It all works out in the end. Are you giving yourself enough rest to recover? Maybe you need more rest. Nothing wrong with needing rest. Yeah, I know, but I'm sleeping in like, I'm almost a little ashamed to admit this, which I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be ashamed, but, like, I've been sleeping for, like, I don't know, 10 hours, which is fucking, it's not, I'm a grown man. I shouldn't need 10 hours. And then, like, I think I've been having some trouble getting to bed, too. And I think a lot of it, when I do talk it out, a lot of it is just I hit the snooze button a lot. And that's not good. I know it's not good, but it's hard for me in the moment of when I'm laying there and my body is sore and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to get up, to be like, oh. Like, for the example, this morning I set my alarm for 8 a.m., which would have been pretty much 8 hours of sleep. I had to get myself out of 10 hours. I know. 10 hours. That's way too much. I am ashamed. I am legitimately ashamed. But I, like always, I try my best to keep it real on this fucking podcast. You get 4 hours a night. Jesus, dude. That's rough. It's rough. It's tough. It's man. I remember 4 hours a night, though. Boy, oh boy, do I remember 4 hours a night. Maybe you need a regular wake and sleep time. Yeah, that's true. I need to get it more regular. I need my body, because my body just... like, once I get into a flow of things, it usually gets easier. But then once I get off of that flow, it's hard for me to get back. I love the snooze button. I know, Data Scoop. That's the whole point. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to get away from it. But yeah. Been thinking about some weird stuff. I also do some weird things like this. Like today, for example, I didn't eat anything. Just because I woke up later and then I had to go and had to go. And then I got the opportunity to go film with my buddy. So I got over to his place. He didn't have really any keto snacks. So I had a couple. I had a little bit of popcorn. Because even though that it's not the greatest of keto snacks, it's pretty light. And there's fiber in popcorn. So the carbs even out to not being a whole lot of carbs. You get insomnia, guys from a goddess. Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you so hard on that. So I'm always constantly looking for like better ways to explore like what's going on. Like I just had Christopher on my last podcast, and that's why I guess I was talking a little bit about sleep and how sleep affects you or your body, just your body in general, and being attuned to it. Because I'm trying to get a little more attuned to my body. That is my current goal, getting attuned with my body to figure out, like, what is going on? Like, am I doing something wrong here? Is this odd, you know? I think my body's also getting used to the exercise. I think that might be what it is. Because for a while, I was a little inactive. I say a little inactive. I was just, like, inactive. Again, no bullshit here. I was inactive, and then I finally was like, okay, let's go play some ping pong. And then I love ping pong so much that I wasn't listening to my body, and I was my brain being happy and the endorphins of me playing made me play longer than my body wanted me to, and so then my body was like, fuck you, get some rest. And that's probably ultimately all that's going on here. I've been trying CBD gummy bears for sleep. Ooh, that sounds good. Getting high sounds amazing. FYI, 6 is too many. And yet 5 is not enough. So what is the answer? I kind of have sleep apnea. It makes me restless. Ugh, that's tough. See, this is all tough. I might have sleep apnea, and I've never tested it. I've never tried it. So I've never taken the test. So maybe I have it, and I have never known. Maybe I just never knew. I never knew. You know, people... I don't want you to think for a second that I'm not incredibly happy, though, even though I'm just bringing up some of the things that I'm currently struggling with. In terms of happiness, I'm happy. Got a really nice girlfriend. Caring as can be. Really fucking funny. Makes me laugh. I got the opportunity to chill with my friend this morning, shoot a cool little fucking thing. You use CBD and not CVS. CVS will give you a different kind of high. You know, it's good to be cared for and to be sought after by my mentor, who enjoys that I really enjoy the studio and want to help out as much, and to be recognized for that, you know. So things are fucking really good. Things are really fucking good. These are just some of the things that I'm like, okay, where do I improve? What can I improve on? That's what I've been saying to my students lately. Is like, there's, you know, my voice acting students, I say, you know, there's strengths. And then instead of saying weaknesses, I say, everybody has strengths. Everybody has something they're improving on. And for some reason, saying something you're improving on sounds way better than talking about weaknesses, you know? All in all, as long as you stay happy, everything is worth the pain. I agree with that 100%. I'm always looking for better ways, you know, smarter ways to do what I'm already doing. So that's all. That's it. Things are good. Let's see. Tomorrow, I'm going to my mentor's home, where she does her recording, where she does all of her voice acting stuff, and I'm just going to get a chance to shadow. I'm super excited for that. I really want to get better and take my game to the next level, and I know that there's a lot of things that I need to be doing that I am not doing. So watching her, I think, will help give me some ideas on places to start improving. And honestly, just doing more. Less bullshitting around when I am awake, because there's nothing wrong with sleeping 10 hours. That's fine. If I need 10 hours, I'll need 10 hours. But like, it's what I'm doing with the other 14 hours. It's like, okay, well, ideally I'd like to have 6 to 7 hours and be able to survive on that. But that's a far cry from the fact that I'm doing 1.5 times that. So meh, that's the noise I make, my disapproval noise. Meh. People are like, how do you feel about chicken nuggets from Jack in the Box? And I go, meh. Not a big fan of them. Hey, Jack in the Box, I'm sorry. I love everything else that you got, especially your tacos. Oh my god. Oh my god, do I want some Jack in the Box tacos so bad. But I'm not going to eat them because they're not keto, Jack in the Box. Work on that. Work on making a keto shell. Sleep for 10 hours. Think about sleeping for 14. Man. Anyways, this has been a good podcast. I really got to get some food in my belly. I have food here. I have some food right here. Nice keto meal. All prepared for me. And yet, I've barely, like, I snarf down, like, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 good bites. 4 or 5 good bites of this, and then had to get on because I said 5 p.m. and I started at 5:01 p.m. and I was like, fuck, I started a little bit late. But it was worth it for those bites. I need to eat. I got some other shit to do tonight. I'm helping a friend out with he has some questions about Twitch or some shit. I don't really know, but I'm going to go help him out in like an hour or so. Then I'll come back home, do a little more work, get some sleep, and only sleep for 6 hours and then wake up immediately. Wake up immediately after that. Finally went to Taco Bell. It was meh. Scooby Scooby Jess Jess, I can't believe that you have not gone to Taco Bell yet. If that's the first time going to Taco Bell, yeah, it's not going to be what everybody's made it up to be. But if you're drunk, I will say this. If you go to Taco Bell drunk, that is like one of the best fucking feelings in the entire world. The feeling of being drunk and then going to Taco Bell, holy shit. That is like standing in a Taco Bell drunk is like one of the best feelings in the world, I feel like. The day after, not so much, but when you're in that Taco Bell and you just look at the menu, you're like, holy fuck, how much shit is there? Anyways, everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I appreciate that. I appreciate you. What the end of that sentence was, I appreciate that you took time out of your day to come watch what was going on in my life. That is never lost on me. You rock. If you would like to listen to this podcast live and you are not currently, twitch.tv/BrentMukai on Wednesdays and Saturdays. This coming Saturday, I believe I will have another guest. I'm not sure quite yet what we'll talk about, but I'm still figuring out how to talk to guests and what to talk about. But yeah, I appreciate you all. Thank you for another successful podcast. Later, Data Scoop. See you later, Scoopy Scoopy. Just, Gossamer Goddess, DTTP Pod Network. Thanks for everybody on Facebook. Check me out at Brent Mukai on all social medias, BRENTMUKAI. And if you're digging what I'm doing, then leave me a message on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. That's just my go-to thing, a kissy at the end. This has been Brent Mukai Podcast. Take it easy, everybody. Peace.